Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now our gospel lesson for today is about a man who went to heaven and a man who went to hell. But that's not really the full subject matter of our gospel lesson. The real subject matter of our gospel lesson is found in verse 29, where Abraham says to the rich man, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." In other words, they have the inspired Word of God and the called and ordained ministry of the gospel. Let them listen to the regular ministration of the Word of God given in the world, and they will have everything that they need to be saved. All right? So, what our gospel lesson really is today is a commentary on the third commandment. The third commandment says, honor... Now, that's not the third commandment. It says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And blessed Dr. Martin Luther asked the question, what does this mean? And he answered that we should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching and His Word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. All right? We may not despise preaching and His Word. That is the regular administration of the Word of God as He has given it in His church. That we may not despise it. That is to cast it aside, to be indifferent to it, to absent ourselves from it casually. We may not despise preaching and His Word, but rather hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Now you see, the rich man, first of all, he was rich. But he didn't go to hell because he was rich. The second thing is that he was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. In other words, he was dressed in the most expensive clothing and he ate the finest foods available every day. He had the best of everything. But he didn't go to hell because of his wardrobe or his menu. And the text implies that the dogs who licked Lazarus's sores were actually treating Lazarus better than the rich man treated Lazarus. Lazarus was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. We don't hear that the rich man actually gave him any crumbs. The only act of kindness we hear about is the dogs coming and licking his sores. But you know, the rich man didn't go to hell because he neglected to help Lazarus. So why did he go to hell? He went to hell because he had spent his entire life despising God's word and preaching. He did not hold the word of God and preaching to be sacred, and he did not gladly hear and learn it. And therefore, he lived his life without true faith, without true fear of God, without true trust in God. He lived as a faithless person, and all of his works were a testimony to his lack of faith. He despised preaching and the word. He despised and did not hold it sacred, did not gladly hear and learn it. Now let me tell you something. Just like many people today, he was not, and they are not alarmed at the spiritual danger that they are in. They are anesthetized by their unbelief into thinking that all is well. You know, when you have some kind of operation, some kind of procedure, and they anesthetize you, they can practically cut your head off and sew it back on, and you never know. And that's the way it is. In the world of unbelief and persistence in sin and violation of the Word of God, the people who live in sin live happily in their sins. They think that they've got the market cornered. They think that all is well with them. And they fully expect that if there is anything in the afterlife, they will be in on it because they are very impressed with themselves and with their life and their performance. Even though most lives and most performances fall far short of the Ten Commandments and the law of God. And so people are in a knife's edge of spiritual danger, but just like the rich man, they are happy buying their clothes, happy eating their expensive food, happy with their wealth, happy with their good health, happy with their friends and all of the vicissitudes of life, while they despise God's word, fail to hold it sacred, and fail to gladly hear and learn it. And so they live their life in a state of deception until they finally close their eyes in death. And when they open their eyes, they are in hell. And they are in hell permanently because they despised God's word and preaching, did not hold it sacred, did not gladly hear and learn it. So, Lazarus is a beggar. Everything went wrong in his life, right? He was sickly. He was weak. His own family members, instead of taking care of him, they deposited him and left him at the gate of the rich man, hoping that at least some of the crumbs from the rich man would fall from his table to Lazarus. The only kindness that Lazarus is shown is the dogs who come and lick his sores. Lazarus's life was not the kind of life that any of us would want to live. All right? He was a decidedly unlucky man. But you know what the name Lazarus means? It means he whom God loves. He whom God loves. And though his life in this world did not go as any of us would want our lives to go, when he died, he had a consort of angels that carried him into the bosom of Abraham. That's Bible language, the bosom of Abraham. What it means is that Lazarus was given the seat of honor at the heavenly banqueting table. That's what it means to be carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. It means that you get to sit next to Abraham at the banqueting table of glory. And so, in a moment, all of the hardship of his life is forever wiped away. Why? Because Lazarus earned salvation by his suffering? No. Because Lazarus was one who did not despise God's word, but he held it sacred and gladly heard it and learned it. And despite the temptations in his life to despair of God's help and mercy, he kept in mind the word of God, and he gladly heard and learned the word of God so that he could overcome the temptation of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And when he finally died, even though everybody else thought his death was a terrible tragedy, his life and death turned out to be a comedy. Because the moment after his death, all of the disadvantage vanished away for all eternity, and he was brought in honor to the banqueting table of the Lord, where he sat as a guest of honor with his father Abraham at the banqueting table of the Lord. Lazarus went to heaven because Lazarus held God's word sacred and gladly heard it and learned it. Now the rich man in hell, he hasn't learned his lesson. And by the way, in hell, you never learn your lesson. Hell is not a place of remediation. It's not a place where they send you to think about your life so that you can fix it and finally get to heaven. Hell is your final destination. It is your final destination. It is where you will spend all eternity smacking yourself in the head and going, "What a fool I was!" Without remedy and without change. It is a place of despair, regret, and suffering. And so all he can do is complain. He complains that he's thirsty. He complains that he's got relatives, and he thinks that if somebody were to appear to his brothers from the dead, that his brothers would repent and not come to this place of torment. And when Abraham says to him, "They have the Bible and the ministry of the word in church, let them hear them," he says, "Oh no, not that worthless nonsense." You see, even in hell, he still thinks of God's word as a useless, beggarly, and weak thing. So the denizens of hell, they are there for keeps, and they are there not to remedy their situation, but as the final destination of unbelief and despair. But Lazarus has an entire eternity to banquet, to fellowship, to glory, and to enjoy the presence of God, the victory of the saints, the victory of Christ Jesus, and the glories of the kingdom of glory. And this goes on forever without end. You see, when we hear God's word, it tells us of one who has come from the dead, even Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. He is our victory. He is our salvation. He is our redemption. And as we hear the word of God, he himself comes to us in that word And he keeps our hearts steadfast in this faith, so that whether we die quietly in our sleep one night, or whether we die after a protracted illness, we die in the hands of grace and mercy, and we die in the hands of our saving Lord, who has promised us everlasting life as a free gift. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.